Endo, how are you, mate? Good to see you.
Nice try.
You look good, dude. What's
How
happening?
good do I look?
Amazing. I think it's your camera.
Yeah, I've got a new camera. And look how clean this glass is.
Oh wow, that's incredible. That's, I
Not
mean,
a bubble in it.
that is, yeah, that's good. Are we going to explain to people that we've been talking for 20 minutes trying to figure out fucking audio and cameras and gone and my power situation because I just lost
Yeah, your
power at
power
my
went out
house,
as
all of
well.
that.
So this is technically take two,
It's take two,
and
but it's going to be better for the listener because it was a lot of
no one's
bullshit
none the
and
wiser. Exactly.
yeah,
So
people
just
are
to
going to be
recap
bored.
on that clusterfuck that was 20 minutes, I got a new camera, like a mirrorless camera, and then Dan's power went out and the whole screen went black.
Yep. And it's a
But I'm drinking
camera
a
that,
beer.
yeah, I yes, you're drinking the Froth
I'm
Rookies.
drinking the Froth Rookies Lager. There you go. Take that fucking screenshot there.
There you go. Oh, wait, I'll get the thumbs up, the double thumbs up. Do that again. Your camera autofocus. I mean, that's crazy what your camera's doing right now.
It's so good, eh?
I've got a homebrew from Byron
Homebrew from where?
at work. I think I've mentioned from Byron, my roaster at work. I think I've mentioned he brews with Benny from Burley Brewing. So he gave me two unmarked homebrews. One apparently was a pale ale, one was a cold IPA. I had the other one last week and I didn't know which one it was.
What's that
And that's
one?
it. This one looks more like a pale ale, but
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
so
Looks
I
good,
assume
mate.
that's yeah, he makes good beer. Do you know Benny from Burley Brew? I imagine you
Yeah,
probably
of
know him.
course,
He's been
yeah.
there forever, yeah. He's got a sweet setup. It's not normal. Yeah,
Did you
it's not normal hobby
go
really.
and brew with him?
No, Byron from work is friends with him. He used to brew there and still occasionally. I don't think he was involved in this particular homebrew. I think he just got some. But yeah. What's happening with you? It
Oh, mate, got back from Fiji.
looked pretty cool.
Everybody knew you.
Yeah, you told me that.
Everybody knew you.
Well,
Yeah, it
you
was
did.
amazing.
You said that to me, but then I said, "Who knows me?" And then you only mentioned one person who knew me, so.
So I was sitting at, you know Ed Dale,
I
right?
know it, Dale. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so just to give everyone a bit of a background, so I have my own coach for my coaching business. He's the coach of coaches coaches, which is Taki Moore, who you know. And so Ed Dale now works for Taki
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
as one of his coaches. I don't know how you know him from back in the day, but
Yeah, he was like the original internet marketing dude. I used to watch his videos and then I met him a couple of times at conferences. Nice guy. Yeah.
And then so on the second night I was sitting down with I was sitting down with a couple of people. There's this one coach, Tamara, she's from here, she's pretty cool and that sort of thing. And we sit down having dinner at this outdoor thing on the beach and that sort of thing. And we're just chatting away and all that sort of stuff. And then I thought I heard your name mentioned, but it just went in one ear and out the other because I was just talking. And then I heard it again, and it's like, yeah, apparently Dan Norris has got a podcast. Was the thing that I heard,
Nice.
and it was the guy sitting next to me, and it was Ronsley Vass,
I know Ronsley, yes. Well, new. I haven't seen him for a long time.
and so Ronsley's pretty well known in the black belt community because he's basically the AI fucking guru now, right?
Yeah, he's
And
done really
everyone.
well. Yeah.
Yeah, he's done extremely well. And so I didn't I know of him, but I've never actually met him and that sort of thing. He was just sitting right next to me and that sort of thing. And he said that, and I looked at him and I saw it was Ronsley, and I tapped him on the shoulder. And I said, yeah, he's got a podcast. He's been doing it with me for the last 4.5 years. And he's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, it's not a business podcast though. We just talk shit. And there's
True.
just like, and so there was like Ronsley Vass, there was another guy, Ken Okazaki,
Oh, yeah.
there was Christian, big guy, who I sent you the photo of,
I think you sent me his name. Yeah, I'm not sure if I know him,
Christian Vintali or something like that. That dude's like a pretty fucking bigwig. He's like in cahoots with Elon Musk and all that sort of
Yeah,
shit.
nice.
And what's his name? The guy who does all the investing in the renewable stuff. And Atlassian. What's his name? With the
Mike
hyphenated
Brooks.
name. Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all miss you, man. They're like,
Yeah.
where the fuck are you? What are you doing? You're not in the scene anymore, you know?
No, I'm not. That's true. I was only briefly in the scene, though, but I move on to different things. I'm not sure why, to be honest. After the fucking last couple of weeks I've had, I'm not sure what I'm doing, but there you go.
You must have made a
That's
fucking impact
possibly. Yeah.
when you're
Do I get
doing what
any
you're
benefit
doing.
from being known at these things or not really? Do I get like mate
Ah,
rates
fuck
or
no.
anything? Or
Nah,
no.
no, nah,
No.
nothing.
Fair enough. But it was good.
But it was good. It was a great icebreaker, you know, because I'm known in that group as like the beer coach,
Yeah.
and I'm the only one who's not like who does that. They're all business coaches and fucking fitness coaches, and they're all things to do with business and life and health and that sort of thing. And
Yeah.
I'm not, right? And I felt really nervous for 3 days being amongst these people. There's some people who are absolutely fucking crushing it, crushing their businesses,
Yeah.
and mine has not progressed in a year. And
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, it's important that, like, you know, that you progress your business and stuff like that, but not in the way that these guys do. It's just the phenomenal amounts of money that these people are making is just frightening. And yeah,
Yeah.
it's crazy. But you know, there they are. They're having a good time and all that sort of stuff. I didn't feel like I fit in at all there. I tried so hard, but I was just so out of my depth with people that I just couldn't really relate to at all. It was just so
Like,
weird.
yeah, but isn't that what they say?
I
If you're the
did my best, and I met some really cool people. I'm not writing them all off or anything like that, but it was, for me, that was really hard because that was well and truly outside my comfort zone,
Yeah.
being in that sort of coaching entrepreneurial thing. And it's really interesting. It's like, it's got like, I was, you know, when I was in Hawaii last year, I was very new to black belt, and it was like, it was fun and it was new and it was exciting and all that sort of stuff. But you see the people there, and I guess I kind of started to see a little bit of the underbelly of it, so to, of
Yeah.
that
Yeah.
scene,
Yeah.
and they're all selling to each other.
Yeah, no, it is. I think that internet marketing community, I think that's probably why I kind of entered it and exited it pretty briefly, because there's a
Yeah.
lot of good in there, a lot of good content and a lot of good stuff used to happen, but
Good people and that sort of thing, but
yeah,
my
but you
God,
know
there's
every
just.
industry's the same, Hendo. Like, I'm the fucking coffee industry's the same. I was exactly the same as you like 6 months ago. If you asked me about the coffee industry, I was bullish and I was like, yeah, it's just like beer, but it's better in so many ways. Like, after being in it for a year, I can tell you everything that's fucked about it, and especially the last couple of weeks, the shit, that we've had to go through. Every fucking industry sucks, I think.
Yeah.
So I think
Yeah.
you gotta kind of
It
take
just
the wins
it
when
is
they
what it
come.
is, you know, and I look, don't get me wrong, I learned a lot there and got to network with some really awesome, talented people.
Yeah.
I just felt so alone.
Yeah.
It just that's just, if I could sum that up in that experience up in one word, it would just be alone,
But
you know.
is that like a, because you're used to going to beer conferences where you're the man, or you're one of them anyway,
I would certainly say that's part of it, you know. And that's why it's good to be outside your comfort zone and that
Yeah.
sort of thing. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, just I think just the some of the way that these guys sort of deal with each other, like they're all buying shit from each other. It's
Yeah.
so strange. It's like and you don't, and because it's not a trade, it wasn't a trade show per se, you don't know who's got the good services or not, you
Right, because
know?
everyone's promoting. There
And
was a, and the whole affiliate thing is all really messy, and that kind of stuff gets really messy.
yeah, exactly. And then you know, I've got to see Tony McAlevey. You know, he just cracked 1 million followers on Instagram and stuff like that. And he, you know, and then he and his business partner Stephen Chivas, love great guys, right? And Like all of a sudden they decided they were going to start a business to set up salespeople for coaching businesses and stuff
Right.
like that. And I'm like, jeez, what else do you want? And then this week I see that Tony set up a new business on how to get people to blow up on Instagram with his cameraman. He started another coaching business. And it's like,
Yeah.
where does it fucking end?
Yeah,
I
but
just want to show people how to make good beer. That's all, and deliver
did you
it
get
well.
anything out of it, like in t like any positives out of it, like in terms of
Yeah, 100%.
inspiration or content or anything?
I'm not saying that the experience was negative. Far from it. It was
Yeah.
an amazing experience. I'm just saying that there's this really weird underbelly side of the whole scene, which I find fascinating and kind of weird, you know?
Yeah.
And
That's what I didn't like about it. I like the fact that they were doing useful content for people, but behind every piece of content, there was someone selling an info product, and behind that info product was an affiliate being paid to someone else for selling the info product. And I didn't like that world at all. I like the content part of things, but I didn't like the rest of it. But you got to just
Exactly.
find, but I learned so much from those guys, you know, so you got to just kind of take what you can out of it.
100%. I learned a couple of good things, but had some really good conversations with some guys about the Facebook advertising I'm doing at the moment, how to better target that, and that's working really well. And the delivery side of things. Like I did an amazing session with my group this morning on and just because like in my program there's so much content that the people are in the program like drinking the knowledge through the fire hose and not achieving anything. So we did this thing this morning called the 6-week game plan and just got them focused on one thing. And they're going to roll that out. And I'm chuffed about that. It was just so powerful. It was just like, whoa, not really good. Because that's me. Like, I like the content and stuff like that, but I really just like seeing my community get some really good beer outcomes and stuff like that. So,
And when you go to an event like that, you're not, I mean, any conference I've ever been to, if I leave, you know, a little bit inspired with a few little bits of content, I feel like that's a good conference. You know, I don't really expect that much more than that because it's a bit too much to ask, really, because there's so many people there, you know.
Exactly. But it was good. Fiji was nice. I can't really say that I saw Fiji. I just got off the plane and got on a bus and went to a resort and stayed in a resort for a few days and then jumped on a bus, went back to the airport and came home, Wasn't the most adventurous trip or anything like that. It was like the McDonald's overseas trip, I think.
I
So
think Fiji's a bit like that, I think.
yeah. Yeah, so but it was good fun. It was good fun. I still don't have the show
Nice.
notes. Where are they?
I got my remember the other week when we were messaging Mick and I started messaging a whole bunch of stuff without space bar spaces in it, right? And I'm like, oh no, have I lost my fucking space bar again,
Space
because I've
bar.
blown through that many space bars on my Macs in the past. And I had, and the next day I took it to Apple. I only got it back yesterday, so I have a brand new keyboard on my MacBook, which makes
Does
me
it
very
have the
happy.
extra strengthened space bar?
Well, no, I don't think so, but it'll like the other this one lasts me from 2020 until now, so 4 years is pretty good.
That's not bad.
Not bad. But yeah, everything's new. So if you, I had to reinstall every single app. They wiped the whole computer and all the rest of it. But anyway, I have normal audio back and I can type again, which is
Yeah,
nice.
that's good.
So I saw today
That's good. Just
on,
got to keep your fucking power on.
well, that's a story for another day. You've witnessed the full collapse of my life around me, Hendo, and there's no better example of power going off in the middle of a podcast because we don't have enough.
Actually, right at the fucking start, mate. That was pretty good. What's this next one you got here?
All right, so Brewski, apparently, as of today, the news came out on the Crafty Pint podcast. They're opening a new location, Alfred Street Bar and Bottle-O in the Valley. We're kicking off with some good news. This is
Is
good
the, yeah, this is
news.
great news. Just trying to pick where it is. Oh, it's up near where is it?
I Googled it. It's a brand new building. I don't know if I was looking at the wrong building, but
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a brand new looking building. It wasn't what I was
So
expecting.
it's kind of like down near that hotel, that pub down on St. Paul's Terrace there. It's like
Well,
in
it's near
that
Netherwood, I think.
area.
I think isn't that where?
No, it's a few couple of blocks away from Netherworld.
Constance. So Alfred and Constance was on the corner there, wasn't it?
It's
I
basically out
wondered if it
the,
was like.
it's pretty much out the back of the of Fortitude Valley train station.
Oh, the Jube. You're thinking of the Jube pub, right? Yeah. Jubilee Hotel. Yeah. I used to go there back in the day because my mate from school owned it, or his dad owned it. And they used to hang his dad up upside down in the beer garden, and he used to scull a beer with no hands.
That's impressive.
Yep. Chris Handy, a rugby union player. That was one of his party tricks.
Yeah, right. That's an
Yeah.
interesting
Good
spot
off.
there. I don't I know where it is. I just yeah, that's good.
Yeah, but see the picture there of the building? It's a brand new building, which seems, yeah, interesting.
Yeah, that's
But yeah,
good.
there you go. There's some good news.
Well, that's
So I guess
good.
after all,
They
you
were
know,
on
the
the Crafty Pint website
podcast.
podcast. Pops
Yep.
podcast.
Yep. They have a podcast
And
now.
yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, so that's fantastic news. Fantastic news.
We've got a couple of good ones this week. I mean, some not so
Yeah,
good
that's
ones, but
good.
a couple of good ones.
I like the positive news. Keep it
Yeah.
coming.
So we've got the
What's the next
Hawkers
one?
and Big Shed collab distribution partnership that you put. I didn't have a link for that, but you wanted that in there.
Yeah, that's the so that was on Crafty Pint today. So basically, Big Shed are going to be distributing Hawkers products in South Australia, and Hawkers are going to be distributing Big Shed products in Victoria.
Nice.
That's a great idea.
Is
It's
it?
like, yeah, it's a good news story, I think. It's like you remember Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez?
Yes.
And they call Bennifer,
Yes, remember.
right? So this is like we call if we've got Craig Basford, so is it Bazin or Masford?
What happened to Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck? Bennifer,
I don't
what
know.
happened?
I want to
Should
talk
I
about
tell you, or should the audience tell you after the
Masford.
episode comes out?
Why, what happened?
They broke up twice.
Yeah.
They broke
Well,
up,
you.
and then they thought it was a good idea to do it again. And they've recently, in the process of going through another divorce, because they've broken up again. So
That's your lesson learned.
that's your metaphor for you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to take it away from the news because it is a good news story, but I'm always a little bit skeptical about things like this because I wonder. I've always been a bit skeptical about people selling multiple things or businesses combining, and this is happening a lot in the brewing world for very, very obvious reasons. I know, like, it's something I talked about to Mazin about back in the day quite a bit. I was never keen on the idea. And generally, with sales teams selling multiple things, apart from one exception, I've always been completely negative on the idea, and I've almost always been right. You know, like the whole Mighty Craft idea of them going in selling multiple things, I thought was a terrible idea, ended up being a terrible idea. The idea of having, when we first started Black Ops, we were going to distribute through Calibre, and we went in for a meeting. And it just didn't feel right. It felt weird. It felt weird that they would be going into venues selling our product as one of many products, right? And so we didn't do it. We hired our own sales team, and we never made a better decision. It was the best decision we made. And then one time when we were thinking of expanding interstate, we had a loose arrangement with Paramount where they would sort of distribute our stuff, but you know they were selling multiple things.
Oh, as a wholesaler, yes.
Yeah, and then they introduced this Paramount Plus thing, which was the idea was a shared rep, right? And so it was a shared rep in Sydney and Melbourne, and five different companies would pay 20 grand, 25 grand, you know, and effectively get a rep that you go fifths in. And so this rep would go into these venues and sell, and they had targets and everything around all these things. And Kernsey was keen on the idea, and I was just like, this is one of those examples where like one person is telling multiple stories. It's probably a bad idea, but we couldn't afford a rep. and Paramount weren't selling that much of our product interstate, and it seemed like a reasonably small investment, 25 grand a year, way cheaper than
Yeah.
hiring someone. And we did
How'd
it,
that
and a
go?
year later, they'd sold no more beer than we were selling the year before. And they hadn't got anywhere near even close to the targets that they'd suggested.
Yeah, I mean, Mazin's pretty well said to me. He's like, you got to have someone who works for you 9 to 5, who's only selling your product.
Yeah, I believe in that. I think it's going to be really hard. I mean, this may not be one of those examples, but I just think
It
generally.
there is a place for distributors like, you know, like Caliber and that sort of thing. Back in the day when I brew cult, a specialty product, being here in Queensland was a long way from home.
Oh,
It just
100%.
worked.
Oh,
It
yeah,
worked.
100%. Yeah.
But, you know, for Black Ops, you being in this being in your backyard, absolutely not.
Yeah, we were small then, though. Like we were only the founders and one employee, I think, or something like that. Like it was a big call for us to hire someone to do sales. But I just had the feeling that it just wasn't, because reps kind of like, they do more than just sell a product. They kind of like go into venues with a vibe
It's relationships.
and a look and relationships and all of that kind of
Yeah.
stuff. And they're telling a story, you know, and it's very, very hard to sell two different things. All that said, I hope it works really fucking well. And, you know, I'm not saying it's a terrible idea. It's just that sometimes this kind of thing makes me a little bit nervous.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right, Range IPA Challenge. There's another one of
That's
your
the
ones.
Queensland, it's the Queensland IPA Challenge.
Okay, there you go. Is this a
So
this?
that's
We talked about this already, right? This is the same one.
yeah.
The one where you had like a
Well,
month or so to brew a beer for it, and we were
yeah, that's
like,
right.
you don't have
But
enough
at the
time to
event's
clean
on
it up
next
yet.
weekend, next Saturday.
Ah, okay. Do you know more about it? I haven't been keeping up.
No. I know that Range are opening another venue though.
Yeah, we need it. That's the old Zapickle, isn't it, in Camp Hill?
Is that?
Well, that's what I heard.
Okay.
When they mentioned what they're doing something a couple of months ago.
Yeah, well, you might be right. I'm not really sure, but yeah, it's called Raise by Range.
Okay. So what's happening with this IPA comp? Did they get submissions for it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I don't know who's in it. But let's find out. Let's
It's a fun idea.
see what we
I
got
like that they
here.
give lots of different
IPA
things a
Cup
crack.
by Range.
I can't access it unless I'm logged in.
Oh, am I old enough to drink buy beer at my local brewery? Nope. I mean, yes. So what do we got here? So you get tasters, gotta put your thing in.
I'm just trying to look at it on
Will there be
Instagram. I have to be
food
logged in
available? I'm
because
just trying to
I
find
can't.
the fucking breweries who are in this, so hard to say. Hard to say. I'll buy your tickets here.
Range. Is
The
there no, what's Range?
brewski.
Have I been blocked by Range? What's the Range Instagram?
I don't know.
I think I've been blocked by Range.
Really?
I
What did
don't
you do?
know. I feel like I'm not like super negative about Range. I'm a fan. Always
Here we go.
supported
What breweries will
Range.
be attending? Their list of brewery entrants will be announced on the 17th of July.
Okay, what's the date now?
Huh?
What's
It's
the
the
date now?
22nd of August.
Well, I don't say anything bad about Range because you might get blocked.
I'm not going to
I
say
think I'm
anything
blocked.
bad about
I think
Range.
I'm blocked by Range.
They just have an update to the page. Should I look at the Instagram? I don't know. So
I can't. I can't look at the Instagram because
why
I'm
did you get
blocked.
blocked by
I
Range?
didn't know. I mean, I've
Look
supported
for my
them
coffee
forever.
account. Look for my
Huh?
coffee account.
I am. Right, okay.
Has that been
Oh,
blocked
no.
as well? Are you serious?
No, I'm checking. I'm just checking. So Range. I'm not. I don't. It's at Range Brewing, right?
That's correct.
I do not see it when I come up on Instagram. I think I have been blocked by Range Brewing. Crazy. Did I do something?
Can't see them either.
Okay.
Maybe I've been blocked too.
Oh no.
I got Range Brewing Melbourne.
Same. I think we've been blocked. Did we say we
Why would
didn't
they
say anything
do
bad
that?
about Range? You go on about
Why would
Range
they
every
do
fucking
that?
week.
I love them.
Oh
They're so
no.
good.
Oh, that's
That
heartbreaking.
can't be
All right.
right.
Well.
That can't be right at all.
Right. Wait, no, wait. I've got another account. Hang on. I got my dog's account. Do you reckon that would have blocked the dog's account?
Range at Range Brewing.
All right, I'm going on here on my dog's account.
It's ridiculous.
Range
This
Brewing.
can't be
Let's have a look what we're
right.
working with. You're not willing to accept it, are you? No, it's not even on my dog's account.
Not a,
Oh, maybe
yeah, I
because
can't.
that's not because I'm not 18. Oh, you know what it is? It might be because you don't have your age in there. They might have
Really?
turned on the age gate thing. Do
Uh-oh.
you think it's
Yeah,
that?
I can't see him from any of my accounts, so.
They're gonna block like 50 different accounts,
You
surely.
want to be able to find them, hey?
Definitely.
So strange. Oh, there you
No.
go. Maybe we have been blocked.
I think all of our accounts. Wait, I got one more account. I got Cook with Darren. I'm gonna check on that account. They blocked my dog.
Locked in on the
Oh,
dog.
and I can't believe it. Range, if you're listening to this, Range, please unblock my dog.
We love you. Please
I
unblock
know.
us.
I've been going there for years, mate. Don't block my dog.
Did you take your dog when you went there?
No, my dog is not suitable for Range or any establishment, to be honest. They blocked my dog and got him running out of accounts. He handed my boss. They definitely would have blocked the Boston Brewer account.
Yeah. That's so weird.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
Can't see him.
get to the bottom. Let's get
Very
to the bottom
strange.
of that one
Maybe they've
later.
been banned.
Maybe. I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
I've always liked them, but I like lots of people that don't like me. So, I don't rule that out
Yeah, fair enough, fair
as a
enough.
possibility.
Yeah.
All right. Valhalla Brewing is being liquidated.
Yeah, no Docker.
No.
So gets
And
liquidated. This one's a bit of a sad one because it's like they were doing distribution for some breweries who were owed some money as well, like Seeker Brewing or something like that. And yeah, that's a bit shit.
yeah, I went back to see if we'd look. I talked about this in the podcast. I think we recorded a podcast right when it came out, so I don't think we commented on it. But the report said that they'd believe they'd been trading insolvent since June 2022, which is a long fucking time ago.
Yes.
And they did a crowdfunding account at the end of 2022, which is
Oh,
about
right.
6 months after this report is saying that they were trading insolvent. So I went back and looked at the crowdfunding document, which I can't remember if I looked at the time, but I just looked at it before the episode. And we've talked on this show lots of times about the list of things that they look for to work out if a company is trading insolvent, namely ongoing
Yes.
losses, a negative balance sheet, preferential arrangement with debtors, that kind of stuff. And when they did their funding, they had a massively negative balance sheet. They had almost zero money in the bank. They had like $3,000 in the bank or something. They owed
Wow.
$150,000 to creditors. They'd lost money every year of their operation. They had a super complicated corporate structure. They had like four different brands or entities and trusts underneath one overall brand, but this company was only turning over $1 million in their last year. It's like it's a very small business. It's not, I don't think they even had a brewery, right? It was contract brewed beer.
Yeah, they had a
They
space
had a
there. It looks
tap
like they
room.
got a brewery there.
They had a tap room.
Or is
And
that a
they raised
mock-up?
$400,000 or $500,000. So yeah, it's pretty fucking murky. I mean, as far as that they've all gone, it's pretty murky. And I think it is good. Like I know Crafty Point doesn't like to bring up kind of negative things in their articles, but
Yes, yeah.
this stuff has been missed in the past when a VA report has come out and the administrator has commented on the fact that the company had been trading insolvent for a long time, or their
Yeah.
opinion was they might have been. And yeah, we've been consistent on it. Be fucking
Sure.
careful if you're trading insolvent because it is a
Yeah.
crime. And if,
Yeah.
yeah,
Definitely a
ASIC
crime.
decide that agree with the administrators are not idiots. These are very smart people. We had Worrells
Yes.
on, the guy from Worrells on the podcast. He knows what he's fucking
That's
doing.
right. Exactly.
So yeah, sad, and you have to be careful with this shit.
Indeed.
lot of people lost money when, at a time when the company was clearly losing money anyway. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sucks. Right, this is another one I saw. You may be across this. This was news to me, but I saw on Facebook that the IBA had posted a few hours ago that we've all had on our radar for a while. This energy information panel is coming to beer cans, apparently, most likely.
Right.
Did you know about this? Because this is, I wasn't aware that we knew this was coming. Did you know this was coming?
I knew it was kind of in the works, but wasn't quite sure about exactly what was going on there with it. I was kind of aware that there was something in the works with Fasans, and there was a review underway and that sort of thing. Before we
But why
talk
the
about
fuck are they
that, I
putting
just
energy?
well,
Why the
no,
fuck are they going to put energy on the
before we talk about
can?
that, I just want to just tip the cap the IBA over the last couple of months. The tone of their messaging has dramatically changed. Has become much more assertive in seeking, in it, there's some the content's getting better. There's some really good things. Like I can see that there's a article about from the Good Weekend magazine. And then they're starting to get more assertive about things like excise reform and that sort of thing. They're not sort of pussyfooting around the issue anymore, and
Yeah.
they're pointing the finger at the politicians who are not doing anything about it, and in particular calling out the disparity between wine and beer and spirits
Yeah.
excise, and how unfair it is, where and saying the things that everyone in the industry has been saying for a long time without being they're not being with and you can't just be the organization that just whinges and moans and complains. You definitely don't want
Yeah.
to go down that track. But I think that there's just this slight tilt to that direction, that the tone of the message has changed. And I think that needs to be acknowledged. It's a good thing.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I mean, I fucking hope they have some success. Shit like this is
I hope so
worse than
too.
excise. The thing with the excise that bugs me is that it's always like when every brewery collapses, they always blame excise, and excise is going up every year, and news.com puts a story out, it's going up every year. Everything goes up every year, right? Excise is going to go up
Yes.
every year. Every tax is going to go up
Or
every
twice a
fucking
year,
year.
yeah.
But shit like this is not expected. Like you don't have a plan for a year for packaging your product and then think, oh, every single design we have in our entire fucking core range of printed cans, which for the most part, if they're high volume, they're printed in the old school way with plates and all that shit.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you have to put the fucking energy on the back of the can. Like you're
Yes.
talking a huge amount of money for something that's so stupid that no one's going to read. Like
Yes.
this shit I think is worse than the excise thing because they're just literally just forcing companies to come up with money that they could never have planned for. You can plan for excise,
Agree.
you know it's going to go up. It's basically
Yes.
inflation. You can't
Yes.
plan for shit like this. Like
No.
this is fucked.
No.
And this combined with the pregnancy one, it's just kind of like it's fucking stupid and it's crazy expensive for these companies. And it's just gonna,
Well,
if
it's the second
the
time that Fasans has come out with some pretty serious labelling requirements, because they did the pregnancy warning.
yeah.
That was Fasans. And now announced this the energy information and stuff like that.
Why the
So
fuck do they want the energy? Can you put any logic on why this is even important on a fucking alcoholic beverage?
I don't know why, because I tell you what, anyone who's drinking alcohol, is this going on wine as well?
Don't know. But I don't
Is it going on
care.
wine or is it just beer? Because if it's just
Wine
beer, then that's
probably.
shitty.
No, yeah.
A lot of sugar in wine.
Is that what it's about? Like I don't, yeah.
It's silly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like the thing is that if you're going to drink a beer, you don't give a fuck about the energy that's in it.
Well, if you do, you can Google it. If you really care, you can Google it. It's not like
Yeah.
you're fucking. Yeah, it's not an important consideration. And if it is for you, then you can research that quite easily yourself. And there's probably ways that they could
Yeah, that's
encourage
right.
companies to do more of that kind of
Oh yeah,
stuff without
so it's
forcing them to print certain
energy.
things.
Yeah, so Fasans themselves are saying energy labeling on alcoholic beverages. B -b 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 -b. Yeah. Oh, right. So maybe it includes wine.
Yeah.
There's you can see the submissions. Yeah, let's see what happens. I think it's
Wine's not as
silly.
bad though, because it's not a fully printed can. Like most wines are printed labels. It's
Labeled.
fucking easy.
Yeah.
Like it's easy to change a label and put a little bit of energy information on there. But like a fully printed can that's done in an old school way with a plate, you want that shit to last years. Like
Yeah.
we had a typo on our ginger cider the entire time I ran Black Ops. From the
Yeah.
very first time we printed it to the last fucking can we printed when I was there, we had a typo in the can.
Yeah.
And no one, I think maybe one person noticed it in the history of the company. No one fucking
Yeah.
noticed it. But I didn't want to spend $10,000 completely undoing what we've done and spend more money on plates and printing and redoing all
Yeah.
the stock because it's so fucking
Just
hard to
fix the
change
spelling
printed
error,
products. That fucking sucks.
I hear ya.
I thought I'd change it up and do Hendo Reaction N and 12 questions in the middle because
Okay.
we respect our 12 viewers who ask questions
Yeah,
and we'll answer those
All
first.
right, send
So
it. What do you got?
do it. What do we got? All right, let's hope there's nothing too crazy. All right, here we go. We've got seven hopefully sensible questions. Oh, I can't read that much out. That's too much. Right. Should I read? I'll find a read it out. Robert Donaldson, hey ChatGPT, what is a good question to ask the boss and the Brewer podcast team that would be highly engaging? ChatGPT, a highly engaging question to ask the boss and the Brewer podcast team could be, how do you strike a balance between discussing the technical aspects of brewing and the broader business strategies that keep a brewery thriving? Can you
Oh,
share a
for fuck's
moment
sake.
where the intersection of the two made or broke a project? There you go. This question invites storytelling and insights from both the brewing and business perspectives, likely sparking an engaging conversation. Well, you want to take that one, Hendo, and we'll see if it's engaging.
No.
Okay, neither.
No.
Oh, here we go. Luke Miller, how many times did you call Fiji F1J1 while you were there?
I have been having some F1 withdrawals.
Oh, my
That is
God.
correct.
Yeah.
But I didn't go so far as to call it F1J1.
Well, it looks in the writing, it looks the same. I assume you get the
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, you get it. Okay.
I
All
just
right,
didn't
that's
do
fair.
it.
Fair enough. I know I've been having withdrawals too, and the
It's
only
back
really
this
the only
week.
two sports I
It's
watch are
back this
F1 and
week.
AFL, and the Suns have gone
And
to shit, and there's
UFC.
been no F1, so it's been
And you
fucking
watch some
awful.
UFC.
Yeah, I've sort of stopped watching it, to be honest.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to pay for it.
Yeah.
So I kind of just like listen to the see it on Twitter and follow the podcast to some extent, but yeah. So do you want to give us a rundown for this weekend, or should we do
Well,
that
it's
after the
Netherlands this
questions?
weekend.
Well, that's fun.
And I believe that it is one of the few circuits where Lewis Hamilton hasn't won at.
Oh, really? Okay.
Zandvoort's a good track. I really enjoy the track. I think it's really good. It's got some, it's in the sand in the Voort. And that big long banked curve that goes onto the main straight there, very fast. So, isn't it interesting what's happened to Red Bull though, and how they've dropped off?
Oh yeah, very
Lots of
interesting. I mean,
different
it's made
reasons.
the whole season worth watching, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. There's some really interesting stuff about this asymmetrical brake thing that's going on at the moment. How they reckon that's what caused Verstappen's brake failure in Melbourne.
Okay.
But no one's talking about it. Like the FIA's released a technical director who said you can't have asymmetrical braking, but they didn't accuse anyone of having it.
They're
Very
coming
interesting.
after him?
Not gone after anyone. But I think it's fair to say that no one's got it anymore if they did have
Yeah.
it.
Okay. Yeah, right. That sounds
So
kind of nuts. I'm looking at
anyway,
the times.
that's just
11 p.m. That's not bad. 11 p.m.
yeah,
probably.
it's
11 p.m.
Netherlands,
is.
yeah. Yeah, should be good.
That's good. I might be able to stay up and watch that.
Yeah, excellent. Looking forward to it. Who are you going to go for? Who's going to win?
I'm not going to put any bets on Oscar Piastri. How about that?
Okay, yeah.
Daniel Ricciardo, I'll get the
Danny Rick.
in his
Okay.
last race.
Rightio.
Yeah. How about you?
I think that Red Bulls are still fast on the straights.
Yeah. You mean
That's
Verstappen's still fast?
Verstappen, yeah. Sorry, Verstappen's still fast on the straights.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably where I'd be leaning on this one.
Yeah, that's fair. All right. Robert Townsend, did you get to try Reef Brewing Beers, only craft beer in Fiji?
No, I did not.
Okay.
The only beers that were available at, oh, wait, I did. They had it on tap at one of the bars.
Oh, obviously not very
Yeah.
memorable.
I was oxidized as fuck.
Yep.
That's what I remember of it. Yeah. So yes, I did
Okay.
try it once and I didn't go back. But the main beers you get there is Fiji Gold and Fiji Bitter.
Any good?
Did I show you, did you see the picture of my Instagram stories?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. You got
The
it there?
one, the Fiji Gold looks like 4X Gold and the Fiji
Oh.
Bitter looks like VB.
That works.
Like the label, the bottle, everything. It's
Why
just
change
wild.
why change a winning
Don't just,
formula?
yeah. But hey, broke, don't fix it. Just export it. It's fine.
Yeah. You know, one of the first conferences I went to was a conference in Cebu in the Philippines, which is not even like a particularly popular place to go to in the Philippines, but it was
Yeah.
and I went there for the event, and it was right as I was getting into craft beer. I was like, fuck, it'd be so good if they had craft beer here. And at the resort we were staying at, they had Holgate on tap.
Shit, eh?
Was like, how the fuck do they have that? This is like a
Well, is it
decade
any
ago,
good?
more. I mean, I don't think I knew enough about craft beer at the time to know the difference, but I was very
Yep,
happy to
yep.
drink it.
It's good.
I know that much.
Brilliant.
Bo Curtis, question: how does Hendo feel about the likely introduction of nutritional information panels and beer cans? Yeah, we fucking covered that.
Covered that.
Angry. Sam Midler, how's his Schwartz? Oh,
Oh.
did you get a little homebrew, did you?
Yeah, so Sam Midler's Samwell has we've got a little bit of a challenge going on. So we have both brewed Schwarz beers for the Queensland Amateur Brewing Competition. And we're just going head to head, just as a bit of a pro-am
Oh,
competition, if you know what I
nice.
mean. So may the best Hendo win.
Best, okay. Fair enough. Well, he knows how to brew. I know that much.
He's very good. He's a very, very talented brewer.
Did
Why he's
very
not
well
doing
in
it professionally,
the
I don't know. But anyway, here we are.
did the bl very well in the Black Ops Reserves homebrew comp during
Yeah,
COVID,
he's
if I
very, very
recall.
talented brewer.
Paul James, did Hendo find himself in Fiji?
What was I looking for?
Well, I don't know. It's like a eat, pray, love type situation where you kind of go overseas and like,
It's just there
none
to
of
fucking be awkward.
that. Right. Fair enough. All right. That's it. All right. Hendo
Lucky
reacts. Let's go.
Taki says that, in a room full of coaches, he says, everybody's weird.
Yeah.
We're all weird. So, like, okay, cool. At least I can be weird and not feel weird about it. So,
That helps.
what
All right,
that? Hendo
these were
React.
going to be Mick Reacts last week, but we couldn't get the technology working, so we've got a few Hendo
Oh,
Reacts for you.
okay. Let me share my screen
Hendo reacts, Hendo reacts. Grab a beer, just sit back, it's time to relax. Hendo reacts.
It's not, as long as it's not the Range Brewing Instagram, you should be able to watch it.
After brushing the spiders off my face, I get out of bed and slip on my Havana Ultra Boosts. I then apply my yeast extract facial cream before preparing my high-performance athlete shake the traditional Australian way. Then it's off to get the highest quality protein possible before listening to the Australian national anthem.
Beers, get on the beers.
And looking at a picture of our Prime Minister.
Hello!
Now it's time for my traditional Australian mobility warm-up. And take the wheelie bins out for strength. Now it's time to watch Stephen Bradbury win a gold medal after everyone in front of him fell over. To remind myself that anything is possible. I then practice not saying the C word in front of the Americans. I say a quick prayer to Steve Irwin before doing a full send into shark-infested waters. Here's how an Aussie prepares for the Olympics.
Very good, very good. Very, very good. That's very true, though.
Yep.
All right, what
All
have we
right.
got here? Andrew Froth's in focus.
Yep.
All right, it's another Instagram. Here we go. Ah, oh, for fuck's sake.
No, just
It's
I think
another
his caption was
fucking
using your
damn.
strategy to get under
Yeah.
control.
That's
Talking to
it.
Boogers.
Yeah, so, boy. So what's just to describe for those who are listening, it's another fucking tank where someone's popped off the sample port or butterfly valve or something like a carbstone or something, and there's beer coming out of a side port, and they've actually done the right thing by putting an open butterfly valve onto the port,
yep.
doing it up before closing it. That's if you ever find yourself in that situation, you are never, ever, ever going to get a closed valve on a tank. You put an open valve on. In fact, I would highly recommend that every brewery has their own emergency valve where the triclover, where the triclover gasket is glued to the valve. Right?
They just chuck it on there.
And that's your oh fuck valve, because if that situation happens, you just get it and you don't have to worry about placing the rubber.
Yep.
You just put it on and it's done.
Yeah.
Is it sanitary? Nah. But here we are. Very cool.
Yep.
That's the right way, indeed. All right. What do we got here? Stephen Kegel. Instagram. Let's go. Jack Daniels. I'm not going to show it, play the music. Yeah, it's basically, babe, stop buying cool stuff. We are broke. But it's basically a mini. That's a very small bottle of Jack Daniels.
Very small.
Oh, where you set the size of the shot electronically and it sucks it out of the bottle.
That's pretty cool.
That's a piss weak shot, by the way.
Yeah, like just crank
it
up
like
a little bit.
60 mils. That's a half nip.
Really? You're working with a bit more than that?
I think you can, yeah. Yeah. Remember we saw that one, that dude who had that in his fridge and he did a 120 mil shot?
Yeah, I don't think that's a real good idea, but yeah.
What do you mean?
Well,
Adzi, which one?
Adzi, who now works for Hiker?
Yeah. All right, here we go. Wait, let me just rewind it.
And you're going to have to.
Yeah, sure. Cheers.
Sort of talk us through it, possibly.
Yeah, that's they're changing the keg.
Damn. Oh, I'll grab.
No, it's all good. I'll change it.
I can get something else.
Oh, I fucking hate this situation.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
When they change the keg, you won't be back in like 10 minutes.
Must be tough working around all this beer all the time.
What?
I said it must be tough working around all this beer all the
time. What the hell?
Whoa. I need to change the keg.
He who sees the keg, solve three riddles all day.
Might still around, actually. Don't. Stop. Damn, I told you. It's too wide.
What is he? Bloody brewing it.
It's in a brewery.
Perfect.
G'day, lads. Fringe.
Bye, Harry.
Damn it. Told you it would be long.
Finally. Yeah, it's dry.
Finally. She's humming.
Come on.
How about those football results?
Hey! Oh!
I wish my wife gave me that.
The whole glass is full of foam.
Almost.
They did well to get that.
They did that very shot. Well to get that.
Yeah.
There we are.
It's just $16.
Based on a true story, you got that right. Got that right. Oh, my God. Good on you, Adzi. What do we got here? Coop. Coop on Instagram. Here we go. It's a scooter. Actually, it's like an old people thing. It's shaped like a Ferrari.
Wow.
And the caption is Scuteria Ferrari. That's actually for real, fucking steering wheel and that sort of thing. That's impressive. Well done.
That's pretty cool.
Well done. HR6. Am I in this Facebook group?
Is it a group? Oh, no, it's a
post. Oh, yeah, okay. It's an ad. Aldi is bringing out a kegerator, a beer keg, and fridge all in one.
Yep.
Well, you do. I've already got one. So what are you going to do about it?
Well, this is news, apparently.
You got one? Have you got one?
I don't currently have one, no. But
why doesn't that kegerator have a door?
Okay, that's one question that came up in the comments.
It's like a, it's a cutaway there, but yeah, that's
yeah,
that's weird. Okay, so yeah, the Noid Kegerator, sick.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm down for that. And that was Endo Reacts.
Yeah, I'm going to put that song in here for the ninth last time. What about 135?
Can you do that? Have we got 9 or 8 to go?
8 to go after this one, I think. Something like that.
You're right.
We're getting through them.
Very cool.
That was good.
Yeah, I think we did all right.
Well, I'm glad we restarted it because
so we're surviving. Yeah, exactly. It was a fucking rough start, but you know, you don't get that 20 minutes of your life back, and here we are.
All right, mate. Let's do it again next week, eh?
All right, let's do it. I'm down. See you next week.
See you, mate.